The pasuk describes the bread, which in English they call show bread. I don't know why they call it that. The lechem aponim. The Torah says you'll place it shtaim marachot, two piles, shesha marachet, six on each pile. Right, the bread was piled up six high. You had 12 breads. Ala shulchan ataor lifnei Hashem, on the pure table before Hashem. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells us in the Gemara in Tractate Chagiga, why does the Torah describe the Shulchan, the table, as a Shulchan HaTahor, the pure table? In other words, if it was once defiled, make sure it's pure. What's the Torah saying? It's teaching us, when the Torah says the words, the pure table, it's teaching us that when people would come up to the Beit HaMikdash, when they were Oleh Regel, so then we would show them the bread and say, look, here you could see your love before Hashem. That when we come to remove it, it's as fresh as the day we put it out. As Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, there was a tremendous miracle with the lechem aponim, that when you'd remove it, it was warm and fresh, as though it was just freshly baked. It sat there a whole week, and yet it was fresh. What are we telling people? Says Rav Chalap, the idea is that when we see things rot, when we see things go bad, there's only one reason for that. That's because they've separated themselves from the source of life. Things that are connected to Hashem don't go bad. Right? We're taught that even people who are connected to Hashem, their bodies remain intact. The more you're connected to the source of life, the more things last without rotting. Things don't go bad. So the lechem aponim is standing there by the holy, right near the Holy of Holies. So the source of bounty is there. So then nothing goes bad. It doesn't rot. Perhaps we can connect this with the other Gemara that says, you never saw flies in the Beit HaMikdash. Did you ever go in the shuk? Today you don't see it anymore, but once upon a time in the shuk, you could see them unloading fresh animals that were just slaughtered. You'd go to Ben Yehuda and you'd see these big carcasses, and then they'd slice them up, and you'd see flies all over them. They just brought the animal, flies all over them. One of the difficult things to see is when a person passes away, if you ever have an opportunity to be a shomer, our custom is we don't leave the body alone. We stay with the body. We sit nearby. We make sure no rat comes and takes a limb or anything. We stay, and even spiritually, we make sure the body isn't alone. We sit outside the room or right near them, and we say Tehillim. And one of the things that struck me, a neighbor of mine, their father dropped dead. It was Tisha B'Av, right the end of Tisha B'Av. And when I heard about it, I came to their house. So now I sat next to the body. The body was on the floor. I sat next to the body so they could go and deal with what they had to deal with, to get the Hever Kaddish, etc. The body was still warm. The person hadn't passed away an hour, and there were already flies flying around the body. Flies were already coming. You saw flies. You saw ants coming on the floor. It was a terrible sight to see. The man was alive an hour ago. And within an hour, there are flies around the body. Rav Chalap says, the more we're connected to the source of life, then we don't rot. When a person's alive, he has a neshama, so then the body doesn't rot. The neshama leaves him. There's a disconnect with the source of life. So then the body starts rotting. Our sages say, ukav atzamot kina. What causes a person to rot is jealousy. Jealousy is when a person disconnects from their Ribbono Shel Olam. We spoke about jealousy in the beginning of our learning today. If their Ribbono Shel Olam's in charge of everything, why would I be jealous of anyone? Jealousy is when a person says, I want, and he has because why should he have what I don't have? So that's what causes the body to rot. The Gemara says, Rekavat Samot Kina, the reason people rot when they die is the jealousy they had in their lifetime. People who are not jealous, it says, don't rot. That the actual cause of rotting after death is the jealousy that a person experienced throughout their life. Says Rav Chalap, the bread did not rot because the bread was connected to the source of life. The bread was next to the Kodesh HaKodashim.
There was a... they brought that body to Israel for professional people, and always was delayed is the right word. So he was here somewhere in a box in a room, delaying, I don't know for how long. So when he came finally out, the people checked the body if it's right, and they see it didn't decay nothing. So they said, how that can be? This body is already so long, they know what's going on. So they asked about, who is this man? So even was not religious, but he was a righteous man when he came to sensing. Everything was exactly on the measure.
Two things. Chazal say a lot of reasons like bodies decompose.
Okay.
And the second thing, it does talk about in Masechet Yoma about that it was just a family secret why the bread didn't
preserve it.
Why the bread stayed fresh.
Look again in the Gemara. If you see it, that's what it says. We'll deal with it. Look again. See? I think the Gemara says about their ability to give the bread the shape and that it wouldn't break. About that was a family secret. I don't think it says it about staying fresh. I think it says it about because the shape of making it in like almost a full box, but not a full box, and without it collapsing, that's what was a family secret, I think. So the Jewish people are being showed how Hashem loves them, right? They come up to be all the regel, and we open up a shulchan atahol, the pure table was shown before the people. Because what they're being told is, you're coming up to be all the regel, you're coming up to connect to the Ribon Shel Olam, you should know that the Ribon Shel Olam is the source of life. And He loves you. So He gives you these 12 loaves of bread, which you'd say, what difference does it make? So a few Kohanim get to eat it. So what we're showing them is, no. Hashem is revealing His affection for the Jewish people. The idea that we're supposed to take from it is that our connection to Him is our connection to life. When we can be pure, so then we can connect to Hashem's will, and we too are connecting to life. The bread is a microcosm of all of life for the Jewish people. Our ability to connect to Hashem, our ability to connect to life, which is the ability to overcome death, the ability to overcome the rotting that naturally would occur to a person after they die, to the bread as it stays on the shelf, that's when you connect to the source of life. That's the message that was being given to the people by showing them the bread.